You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, with episode 21 of The Director's Take. And today I have Vinny and Alvin McClure, who are the owners of Ashley and Alexandria's Bridal Boutique in Southfield, Michigan. Let me give you a little background before I let them introduce their business and just to tell you how we became acquainted. So if you look at my very first photos of the director when I first launched in January of 2017, you will see in the background Ashley and Alexandria's Bridal Boutique. They were my basic photo shoot location for starting out the director. And so I wanted to highlight them because I literally found them when I was dress shopping for myself. I literally did a Google of bridal salons or bridal shops near me, and Ashley and Alexandria's was the first one to come up. And so having been in the wedding business for over 20 years, I was a little embarrassed that I didn't know they existed overall and that they existed literally in my backyard because I live in Southfield. And so when I called, Vinny answered the phone. We got into a conversation and I was just like, I can't wait to come in because again, I didn't even know you guys were here. And literally since I've met them, they can't get rid of me. And so I'm always somehow in touch with them through social media or referring others. And when I initially went there, we started talking and I found out that we had at least two or three individuals that we knew in common. One was a relative of yours. One was a bride who I did their wedding. They had been there. And it's just, we always say the world is so small, but I'm not only excited, but I'm just blessed to just know these individuals. They're the kindest, sweetest individuals you'd ever want to meet. The dress shopping experience is just like sitting in your living room. And I'm just forever just indebted to them and just elated to know them and to know them as business owners and as friends slash family. So welcome to the show. And I'm excited again about having you here. And I want you to just let the listeners know about your business, how long you've been in business, why it's named what it is, and just share all that you like to.
Well, thank you, Lori. And it's a pleasure to be here on your podcast, Direct Her. I love the name.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we had a great time. I mean, I think we kind of instantly hit it off, even over the telephone before you even stepped in.
Yes.
We just felt like there was kind of like a synergy there. And
yes.
Then we got here and met each other and it just clicked.
Yes,
so
it did.
We're excited to be a part of what you do and to share. Sometimes, like you said, our customers, we have the same customers and sometimes we refer people to you. Sometimes you refer people to us. So it's just, it's a good relationship, and thank you for having us.
Yes.
We got started, let's see, in 2006, and we've been here at 29260 Franklin Road since 2012, and we kind of have, we named the shop Ashley and Alexandria's. Actually, that's Elvin, my husband's my partner, and I was struggling with a name. I could not think of anything. I was like, elegant dresses, simple dresses, beautiful dresses. Oh, just, you know how you do when you're starting a business. You're like, what's the best name? I want to be different. And Elvin was like, what about the girl? What about the girl's name? And I was like, oh. And so that actually triggered everything, like our mission, the way our shop is is kind of designed is all based around the fact that it's about how we want our girls to be treated if they were coming in to get their dress. So it's one-on-one. It is not a lot of people around you. And we like it to be a very special time because it's a very special time in a girl's life. And so we like to honor that with their family members, as well as just to keep, you know, onlookers out and to make it a personal, special day just for them.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And yeah, it is. It's like walking into a home and being in the living room. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. So tell us, you're welcome. Share with us just some of your client experiences as far as, I don't know, you know, most listeners or most of my listeners right now are either just starting wedding planning, thinking about wedding planning, or they're in the throes of wedding planning. So the wedding gown is a special, you know, point for most brides, if not all brides, right? And so just tell them about the experience, or just even just calling in and making an appointment, some of the questions that you give them. I'm trying to go back before I called you, but I remember just even calling in, making the appointment is an experience in itself with some of the questions. So kind of walk us through what the client experience would be on their first call.
Okay. So we may ask a few more questions than some other bridal salons. And the reason for that is because it is one-on-one. So we like to take the time to make sure it's a good fit. Like, we understand that in larger bridal boutiques, you can have 4 or 5, 6 or 7 people. We actually close everything down. We have one-on-one and it's just you in here. So we're making sure that it's a good fit. And so some of the questions we like to make sure that in order to have a successful appointment, we usually ask brides their wedding date. Do they have a venue? Their vision for the day, as well as what their budget is. And a lot of girls will call and say, well, I don't have a budget. I just want to come in. And, you know, if I see something I like, and that's probably not a good way to shop. I mean, if you've got that kind of disposable income, that's great. But most of us are trying to stay within a certain budget. And I think it behooves all of my bride to know where you want to be. And when you know that, we can find you a beautiful gown. We just want to make sure that we're being respectful of your budget, because there's so many things that you have to think about. You know, the dress is an important part, but it's not the only part of that day. And so to find you a $5,000 dress when your budget was really $2,500, and when you find a $5,000 dress, it's not likely that you can find that dress for $1,500 or $2,000, you know, no matter how hard you shop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is the range that you would like your brides to come in? You know, I know you can't pinpoint just one price, but usually a good range if they're planning to purchase their gown from Ashley and Alexandria's.
So we start at about $1,800, which is slightly above the average, the national average. And again, we do that just because we're a small boutique, and we're kind of build our inventory around a certain bride. So you, I'd say like the bulk of our girls probably buy dresses between $2,000 and $3,500. That's like our sweet spot. We have larger, more expensive dresses, and we also have some that are slightly less expensive as well. And then I like to point out to girls when you come in, I'll often ask, they'll say, well, my budget's $5,000. And I say, does that include everything, or is that just for the dress, or do alterations, a veil, everything else have to be included in that $5,000? And a lot of brides will surprisingly say, I didn't think about that. So let me think about that. I said, that's just something that your homework, decide where you want to be and, you know, whether or not $5,000 is what you want just for the dress. So that with a $5,000 dress, you probably got a $600 or $700, if not more, expensive veil. And so, you know, you can rise the cost very quickly.
Correct. So in addition to the bridal fashions, I know that you only do bride fashions, right? So not bridal party.
Right. We do the bride and the groom. So we specialize in the bridal gown, and we don't do bridesmaids or mother the bride. We do the tuxedo. So we have custom tuxedos. We have some rentals, and we have some custom suits as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Custom tuxedos and suits. Gotcha. And they're for purchase or rent. Is that right?
Right.
Got it.
For purchase or rent. Yeah.
Got it. So I think that's another unique item, you know, that you do as well as the bride fashions, not mother the bride, not bridesmaids, and then the groom attire. Love it.
Yeah.
And so I see you also on, you know, of course, I'm an avid follower on Instagram. But can you tell us about some of the designers that you specialize in as well?
So, we really like to focus on a classic bride. Like, I know there's so many designers out there today, but I kind of like to think that when you look at your bridal gown, you want it to be something that, you know, it's a special time. So we make a point of looking for designers that really stick with a very classic silhouette and the lace, satins. So our choice of collections is, we have Paloma Blanca, we have Rosa Clara, we have Enzone, the blue collection. We have Lusan, which is out of Hong Kong, but the beading and the lace on his dresses are absolutely phenomenal. We also have Dovita Bridal and Eddie Kay, the Sky Collection. And am I missing anybody? Birnbaum. And we carry Steven Birnbaum, which mm-hmm. is a really beautiful. If you're a girl who's a minimalist and you really don't want a lot, but fabric and construction is what you're looking for, you'll love that line. It's very mm-hmm. simple, like just buttons and just beautiful princess lines going straight down the back. But the fabric is just so exquisite. You want to touch it all day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love it. Love it. So share with us some of your favorite, obviously with bridal fashion, I know all of them are your favorites, but if there's one or two, I can think of one right now, and maybe I'll just throw that out but one of my brides that you did, she got married in the most beautiful blush/pink bridal dress ever.
Oh, yes, she did.
And so tell us about how that, if you can remember about her shopping experience and how she said yes to that dress, because that dress was amazingly beautiful.
You know what? It was really nice, and it was beautiful, but we kind of custom made that her own dress. She created the sleeve herself, so it wasn't like that when it came in, mm-hmm. and she wanted something a little different, and we added the touches of the sleeve. I can't remember what else. I think she may have added a belt to it as well, but she really customized that dress. But she was absolutely a joy to work with. She and her, I think it was just her and her mom, mm-hmm. which are sometimes our favorite two people to come in. Yeah. Oh, her sister, was her sister there? That's Elvin in the background. He's saying her sister was there too.
Okay. I think her sister was with you, with them as well. Okay. Yeah. That dress mm-hmm. is beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
She wasn't sure she wanted to go with that blush color because she was a little fashion forward on that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, blush is pretty prevalent now, but when she did it a few years ago, it was not such a big deal, but she went right after it. She loved it, and she looked fabulous in it.
She did. It was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Are there any other bridal brides you can think of and where they took a dress and they added some customization to it that really stands out?
Yeah. We just did one recently. She brought this beautiful, is a really simple dress. And she wanted to keep it simple, but we brought her out two dresses, and she loved the back of one dress, and she loved everything else about the other one. So we said, you know what? Let's take the back of this dress and create it for you. Let's do that. Let's mm-hmm. put. And so we had sparkle straps coming down the back, where instead of the fabric straps, we used the sparkle straps on it, and then took the sparkle all along the edge of her dress. And she's on our website. You can just see the outcome. She was so pleased. And again, it's a way to customize a dress, to take something that's really simple or something that's already pretty much everything you want it to be, add a couple touches to it, and it becomes, you know, your own customized dress.
Absolutely. So what do you ask? So after your questions, and as the bride is preparing to come in for her appointment, do you ask them to bring in like pictures, inspirational pictures, whether that's off Pinterest, the internet, whatever, as to what they're looking for?
I absolutely do. We say, you know, now some girls have already done their homework. They can tell me down to how many buttons they want to go down the back.
Okay.
And that can be a really challenging bride because she has so many details that she already recognizes she wants it. So sometimes, you know, if you're missing those five buttons, you got to get those five buttons on there. I'm exaggerating, but mm-hmm. some people are in a box, you know, it has to be exactly like this. And that's a very challenging customer, as opposed to a girl who has a vision, but she's open.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've always seen myself in an A-line dress, but I'm open to try some other things because again, I've never worn a wedding dress before. So I'm open. I think my favorite bride by far to work with is someone who has an idea of what they want, but is open enough to say, you know what, if this is more flattering on me, then that's what I'm going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage girls to look, because even if you're not picking out exactly the dress you want, often when you're looking through and we're asking you to bring in things you like, I'll notice that every picture has lace on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't so much that, oh yeah, for sure, I want this mermaid. It was that everything that she liked had lace on it. And that just helps you see that, you know, this is a girl who wants lace. Or every picture, she had a sweetheart neckline, you know, but everything else was, you know, may have been open. But the one thing that was consistent was the sweetheart neckline. So, you know, it helps you as the stylist to help her bring her vision alive for the things that are really important to her.
Absolutely. And you have just such a discerning spirit to be able to catch that. And that I just attribute that to all the years you're in the business. So, you know, I know when I came in, I just had an idea, but I didn't know. And I knew from my first wedding experience, you know, this is back in 24 years ago, I knew I wanted a ballroom gown. Right. But I didn't know exactly what I wanted to look like. I just knew I wanted the Cinderella ballroom gown, right? Am I saying that right? A ball dress.
Yeah.
And it wasn't right until I put it on the hanger. I thought that I was like, ugh, that's ugly. But when I put it on, I'm like, oh no, this is it. And so I try and tell the brides this. I was like, have what you don't like or don't want, you know, if you don't want the strapless dress, you know, have that type of vision. But you really have to try it on, because something you see on the hanger, you might think, no, that's not going to work. And then you put it on and it's like, oh yeah, this is it. So it's an amazing experience. It's probably my personal favorite is dress shopping. I mean, I remember being in college and trying on dresses, right? I've always loved weddings. I talk about that in a previous episode. But anyway, so any other advice you would give to brides in this wedding dress, just in general for their dress shopping experience?
Absolutely. I think one of the important things is we get so many brides who have like 2 months. Like they had no idea that dresses are ordered, that they're not just kept here and you're going to walk out with that dress
mm-hmm.
and come back and get a couple tweaks or alterations. So know that for the most part, it takes 6 to 9 months to get a dress in. And then you need a couple months. That's why you'll see in the bridal books, they're saying, give yourself start shopping it within a year, because it takes 6 to 9 months to get your dress. And you got to leave it a month or two in there for alterations. And not so much that it takes 2 months to get alterations, it's that your schedule doesn't always, you know, you're a busy bride. Most brides are working. So it's not like, oh yeah, I'll be there on Friday at 2. You've got tons of things happening. So we like to make sure we've left you enough room that you can take care of all the things you need to take care of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's really important. The time frame is real important. And of course, for that bride that made a quick decision. It's time. I want to get married right now. We do have a few designers that give us a, you know, some leeway. We can order it and get it in here within 6 weeks. So that works. But for the most part, you know, if you, the more time you give, the more flexibility you have in what we can show you. And the less time you have, then you kind of narrow your choices down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I encourage girls to do is to know your venue. I've had a lot of girls come in and shop and find a dress they love, but then they don't want to say yes to the dress because they've not done their venue. We try to encourage girls that before you start shopping, you know that. If you don't know anything else, you know your venue. And when you know your venue, you know your date. So that gives you some ideas like the weather and whether or not a sleeve is really going to be appropriate, or even though you love yourself in a long sleeve dress, you may not want to be outside half the time taking your pictures in a long sleeve. So just a lot of different things that we can help in creating your vision is if you know those two things, your date and your
venue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And shopping before that time, just I'm not quite sure it's profitable. I mean, some girls will definitely buy their dress, not know their date or anything. Like, that's my dress. It can be done, but it's rare.
Okay. That makes sense. You need to know if you're getting married outside, right? That makes a difference.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Any things we can expect from Ashley and Alexandria's coming up? I know there's some things you're working on. I don't know if you want to say, but I want to give you the opportunity to, if you like.
Oh, yeah. Well, look forward. We're working on a bridal tee that we hope to be doing a bridal fashion show and tee for moms and daughters.
Mm.
So we're working on that, yeah, for 2019. So coming soon, but not quite. The plans have not been finalized yet. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'd love to do. We're looking forward to that. We haven't done any new bridal shows this year, so we've been doing a lot of in-house events like champagne sips with just some of our, like, we'll have a weekend of Rosa Clara dresses and do some champagne sips. So if your girls are looking for an opportunity to see a collection, check out our blog or on our website, and we'll list the event dates. Okay. Of different little events we're having in the boutique.
Okay. And would you tell the listeners where they can follow you? So what are your social media accounts?
I'm at Ashley Alex Bridal at att.net. And I'm Ashley and Alexandria's Bridal.com. I hope you hear me over here with my husband going, is that right?
It's okay.
Did I get that right? Our Instagram handle is Ashley Alex Bridal. I guess you say, right? Hashtag Ashley Alex Bridal.
I think it's, you know, listen, on Instagram, I think you're Ash Alex, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Ash Alex Bridal.
Yes. You know, Ash Alex Bridal. Yep. But you're on Instagram. You're on Facebook. Are you on Twitter as well?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter.
Okay.
And I think I do some chit chat. What do they call it? Pinterest?
Oh, Pinterest. Of course. Yep. You're on Pinterest as well. Uh-huh. Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Thank you so much. I can't believe how fast time has gone. You know, I could sit and talk with you guys forever. I'm so appreciative. I'm in awe. I mean, you guys are my role models as I try and, you know, transition myself full time. But you really are a local power couple. So I'm thankful for you for setting the example and for just doing all that you're doing in the business. So thank you again for coming on the show today. I appreciate you. I know my listeners got a lot out of this, especially that whole time frame. And especially having that date and venue. That venue is important when shopping for your bridal fashion. It has to fit the venue, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was our pleasure. We hope you come by sometime soon.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. Definitely will. Because I've got some things coming up I'd love for you guys to be a part of. So to my listeners.
Absolutely.
Yep. To my listeners, thank you for listening. This has been another episode of The Director's Take. I'm Lori Lewis, the director. You can reach out to me on all social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at The Direct Her, D-I-R-E-C-T-H-E-R. And until next time, be well.